Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay, that's it. You mother... You are the biggest... that I've ever known. Oh, and you know what you can do with that hula hoop? You can take it and shove it up your butt... sideways. I made this group. I'm through with you guys. Okay? That's it. I'm not changing my mind. I'm out of here. You bastard.
The X-Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X-Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Nobody can tell you. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you've gotta make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. You're gonna be
And welcome to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and for the next 4 hours, I'm going to be your host and your guide as together we cross the time-space continuum to this place that I call the X-Zone. It's a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. It's a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. And the X-Zone comes to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern, live and around the world, right here on the Talkstar Radio Network and our fine family of broadcast affiliates across Canada, the United States, Central America, the Caribbean, South America, the Pacific Rim, Asia, and Europe, and the rest of the world on TalkStarRadio.com streaming audio. My producer tonight is my good buddy and close friend, Superman, at Master Control in White Springs, Florida. Hey, Superman, nice working with you again this week. Hope you had a great weekend. On tonight's show, we have Mark Allen. He's going to be joining me in a few minutes. We're going to be talking about the greatest secret of all. Dr. Shelley Carr is with us in hour number two to discuss crystal skull consciousness. Hour number three, we have Dr. Sky, Stephen Cates, and hour number four, this week's edition of the Cook Report with Patrick Cook. If you'd like to give us a call, our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. Now, that is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii at 1-877-528-8255. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com, on MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com, and our website, www.xzoneradio.com and www.xzonetv.com. On this day in history, on this date in 1789, the very first presidential election in the U.S. took place. Turnout was 100% better than the previous election. Think about that one for a second. In 1963, the price of stamps went from 4 cents all the way up to 5 cents. The change was featured in the movie, Scent of Increase. And today is Nicolas Cage's birthday. He's 43. Katie Couric celebrates her 50th birthday today. And this week is Man Watchers Week, the second week in January. And ladies, these are signs of men to avoid at all costs. And these come from ladies that we've asked over the last couple of weeks. And here we go. Number one, men who wear gold chains. Number two, men who smoke thin brown French cigarettes. Number three was men with sideburns that exceed 4 inches. Balding men who comb long strands of their remaining hair across the top of their head. Men who speak of their ex-wives' sexual shortcomings in colorful detail. Men who order for you in restaurants. Professional clowns. Men with visible nose hair. Men who live with their mothers. And men with tattoos. Those are the men to avoid at all costs. Oh, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-877-528-8255. That is our toll-free number. And when we return from this two-minute commercial break, Mark Allen is going to be joining me. He's got a great new book out. It's called The Greatest Secret of All, Moving Beyond Abundance to a Life of True Fulfillment. And Mark and I will be discussing this. And it takes you past where the secret left off. All this and more tonight here on The X Zone with yours truly, Rob McConnell, coming to you live and around the world from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Right here, live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network. X Zone Nation, don't go away. We will be back in 2 minutes with Mark Allen. Don't go away. Mark Allen is our special guest this first hour of tonight's show. We're talking about his new book. It's called The Greatest Secret of All, Moving Beyond Abundance to a Life of True Fulfillment. And while the secret in the secret, how to use the power of the mind to create wealth and success, is wonderful to know, we're going to be talking tonight about the greatest secret of all, Moving Beyond Abundance to a Life of True Fulfillment, that is published by New World Library this month. And it goes one step further by also revealing what is truly important in life, fulfillment, a sense of ease and inner peace. Written by Mark Allen, who founded New World Library and has unquestionably mastered the law of attraction in his own life, part one of The Greatest Secret of All offers the clearest explanation of the steps of manifestation offered to date. We are powerful creative being, writes Allen. When we focus our consciousness mind on a goal, our limitless subconscious mind gets to work and shows us the way, step by step, to attain our goal. Mark Allen is an internationally renowned seminar leader, entrepreneur, author, and composer. He co-founded New World Library and has guided the company as president and publisher from a small startup to its current position as a major player in the independent publishing world. He leads seminars in Northern California and gives monthly free teleseminars that reach people all over the world. He has written several books, including The Type Z Guide to Success, The Millionaire Course, Visionary Business, and others. Mark Allen, welcome to the X Zone.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Now, Mark, what inspired you to write the Greatest Secret of All? And what's the book behind the story?
Yeah. Well, the idea had been bubbling for a while, but it really took form when I did see the movie The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it very much, and I was so glad. It was so successful. It was number one on Amazon for a long time. Millions of people saw that movie. And I kept thinking about it and thinking, you know, it's wonderful as far as it goes. It's great to learn The Secret of Manifestation or The Law of Attraction. But I kept thinking of all the people I know that have learned that secret that still have miserable lives. And I kind of wished it would have gone a bit further and really talk about what's real important in life, which is not how much stuff you have or how much money you make. But it's about fulfillment and inner peace and happiness and even love. That's what's important in life.
Now, is your story the introduction to fictionalization at all? Now, did you really go from poverty in your early 30s to riches in your mid-30s?
Right, that was absolutely true.
Really?
So I know your show, it's fiction is fact and fact is fiction. But no, it's really true. I was a complete poverty case through my 20s and into my early 30s, and I had no family support or anything. And really, the day I turned 30 changed my life. I woke up in a state of shock. I realized I wasn't a kid anymore. I didn't even have a job. I had no income. I was scrounging, a word we used all the time, to come up with $65 a month for this funky little one-room apartment in not a nice part of Oakland, California. It was a slum apartment. And it was kind of cool in my 20s to be a poverty case, but it got old in my 30s. And that's the day I turned 30. That's the day that changed my life. I did a very simple thing that worked, and I've been teaching it ever since for 30 years now.
What was that simple thing?
All I did, I took a sheet of paper and remembered a little game I'd played years ago that it had no impact on my life whatsoever at that time, mainly because I didn't write anything down, I think. But the day I turned 30, I took a sheet of paper and I wrote ideal scene at the top. And I imagined 5 years had passed and everything had gone as well as I could imagine. And then I asked myself, what would my life look like? And much to my amazement, because I'd had no interest whatsoever in business, I'd had no interest even in making money. I had all these conflicted ideas about money, which is why I was a poverty case. But much to my amazement, I wrote, I have a successful publishing company publishing my books. I'd never written a book. And my music, I'd never recorded my music. I'd played all my life, but I'd never recorded. And I have a big white home on a hill in a beautiful part of Northern California. And then as I thought it through, then I made what is now my, I think, my unique contribution to humanity. When I dared dream my ideal, I said, and I have a life of ease. I don't work too hard. I don't let creating my business overcome my time for creativity and for myself and for my family. And I wrote those down. That became my goal. That's the day I set my course. I realized, looking back through my 20s, I had no clear course. And that's the day I set my course.
How long did it take you to go from flat broke to being a millionaire?
It took about 5 or 6 years. And had I known then what I know now, it would have happened a lot sooner. But I knew nothing about business. I had no interest whatsoever in marketing or sales and no interest in the financial part of it. So I had to learn to respect both of those areas and finally find the right people to really take care of them. And once I had I always had good product. Good books, good music, but I never had any way to sell them or any financial controls. And it took me about 5 years to get those people in place to handle that. And as soon as I did, our company took off.
Now, is being a millionaire important? Is it a good goal?
You know, I think it's a good goal. It's not necessary for a lot of people. A lot of people can live very well on a lot less than that. I was convinced to set that as a goal by my financial person, who said, look, if you really want to take care of this company, which you should because you're responsible for it, you should have significant cash reserves to the point where even $1 million is not too much to lend back to the company if necessary. Because everything's cyclical. If there's ever a downturn, she wanted to be able to borrow money back from me. So I set the goal as a millionaire. But for a lot of people, it's not necessary, and I emphasize over and over, it won't make you happy. Being a millionaire is not something that brings you any kind of fulfillment at all in life. There's a lot of millionaires that are very miserable people.
Wouldn't the fulfillment in life being the journey to becoming the millionaire?
You know, it is the Yes, it is the journey. That's a good word. What I really stress and what that little trick, that little exercise of writing down an ideal scene taught me is the key to fulfillment is going for your dream.
That's right.
There was a song you played in the introduction to your show about, you know, singing your own song or whatever it was.
Make your own kind of music.
Yes, yes. And I said, that's great. That's That's it. That is the key to a fulfilled life, really daring to dream and going for it.
See, Mark, I've always believed that the difference between a dream and reality is just making it happen, doing it, working at it.
Yep, yep. I often say, because I've learned these things, they really aren't secrets. They're very, very simple things. But how many people really dare dream to go for their greatest dream? And how many people actually go for it? And of those that go for it, how many people actually sit down and make a written plan? That's what I ended up doing on my 30th birthday, and that's really what changed my life, daring to dream and then sitting down and writing a plan, even just a one-page plan. It can be very short, one or two pages. Here's how I'm going to reach that dream. Here's how I'm going to build a successful company or be successful as an artist or whatever. You write it down. There's something very powerful about putting your plans in writing. And then taking whatever steps you can take toward it. That's the simple key to abundance. And I think it's so simple that so many people just blow it off and say, oh, it can't be that simple, or, oh, I've heard that. Most of my books on Amazon have great reviews, but some of them have really bad reviews, and people say, oh, he just is full of a bunch of cliches. Things like work smarter, not harder. I've heard a million times. Yeah, we've heard it a million times, but have we really worked smarter, not harder?
That's right. You know, the people who say, oh, they're only cliches, they're the people who don't understand the simplicity of life. It's we humans who complicate life.
That's true. It is very simple. It's all very simple. It was challenging writing The Greatest Secret of All because it is so simple.
Mark, if it's so simple, and I believe it is, and I agree with you, why is it so many people find the simple concepts so hard to hold on to and to realize?
I've often thought about that. It's there's a lot of reasons, I think. One, we have heard them all before. It's like, and our mind thinks, no, it should be more complicated. It should be something new. The secret should be something new that we haven't heard. But then also the big thing for all of us, I think, certainly for me, was that once you dare to set your course and dream your greatest dream and go for it and write a written plan, what happens? You become overwhelmed with doubts and fears. Overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I remember doubts and fears just rushing in as soon as I began to write my ideal scene. I was inundated with doubts and fears. Overcoming those doubts and fears became by far the most important work I did.
Yeah. I remember those days well because I, too, many years ago, sat down and wrote a plan.
Excellent.
When I was a young boy, there were three things I wanted to do. I wanted to be in a rock and roll band, I wanted to be a policeman, and I wanted to be in broadcasting. Well, I was in a rock and roll band. I was. And, you know, here I am 15 years into this show on the air.
Wonderful.
So you just have to sit down, make the plan, and believe in yourself, because belief is the strongest power in the universe. Mark Allen is my very special guest, and Mark and I will be back on the other side of this news break right here on the X Zone, exclusively on the Talk Star Radio Network. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-877-528-8255. Now that's toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. 1-877-528-8255. Email xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And our website, www.xzoneradio.com. To find out more about Mark Allen and his book, The Greatest Secret of All, visit his website at www.marcallen.com. That's markallen.com. My name's Rob McConnell. This is The X Zone, exclusively on Talkstar.
Hi, this is Ken Elliott. When I'm floating around the universe, I always try to tune in to Rob McConnell.
Hey, hold there. Trinity Frog on Sesame Street. When I want to find out what's going on with UFOs or ghosts, I listen to The X Zone with Rob McConnell.
This is Les Corrigan from Target Internet Development. You're listening to Rob McConnell on The X Zone Radio Show.
This is John Hogue, prophecy scholar,
and you're listening to Rob McConnell in The X Zone.
Welcome to The X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Welcome back to the X Zone. Mark Allen is our special guest. He is the author of The Greatest Secret of All, Moving Beyond Abundance to a Life of True Fulfillment. And the first step to discovering the secret of manifestation is to write your ideal scene on paper, your dream life 5 years in the future, and begin with the end in mind and keep it in mind. Then in later on in the introduction, it says, the simple step of writing down my ideal scene led me to discover the unfailing natural laws of manifestation. Then we go on a few pages more, and it says, the second step to discovering the secret of manifestation is to write your goals as affirmations, beginning with, in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way. Later in the next step to discovering the secret of manifestation is to write a one-page plan for every major goal. And the final step of discovering the secret of manifestation is to take action. When you have a plan, an intention will form. When you take action, nothing can stop you. Mark Allen, welcome back. How are you, Mark?
Glad.
Mark, what is the biggest problem that people have when you talk to them and after they've read their book of understanding what the secret is all about?
Well, if they get past the fact that they think they've heard it all and there's nothing new in it, which most of them do once I talk for a while, the biggest problem for all of us is overcoming our own doubts and fears. And I found in the very beginning, as soon as I decided to start my own company, I realized that I had a lot of other people, friends, and even well-meaning parents that just reflected my own doubts and fears. I told my dad I was going to start a company, and his first words to me, I will never forget. There was a pause on the phone, and then he said, well, you know, 80% of businesses fail their first 2 years. That was the kind of support I got from my dad.
And I would have blurted right back.
I realized when he said that, oh, okay, I can't share my dreams with this guy. Our dreams at first are so vulnerable. They're so fragile. They're just a dream. But if we start going for it, then we start building. Then things start to happen if we actually take action. And then other people start seeing it and start supporting us. But at first, I found I could not tell most of my friends and family what I was doing, because they would just laugh, say, you're starting a business? They knew me. They knew how lazy I am to this day. I've never worked over 30 hours in my life on my business. I had a few 40-hour week jobs in my 20s. I thought they were just totally inhumane for me in terms of, because I always had my music and my writing, and I wanted to have this creative life as well as a work life.
But you've proved them all wrong.
Yep. I got over most of my doubts and fears by just, in fact, it was the day I turned 30. I was pacing up and down, just overwhelmed with doubts and fears. And I said to them, you know, let me look at it as an experiment. I had picked up this word and this concept from what I'd heard about R. Buckminster Fuller in the 60s and 70s. He was an amazing guy who looked at his life as a 50-year experiment, he said. So I picked up that phrase, experiment. I said, let me experiment for a year or two of going for my dreams, my highest dream of a real successful company, success as a writer and a musician, and doing it in my own lazy way, working when only I feel like it. My doubts and fears said, impossible, never been done in the history of humanity. And I got around them by saying, well, let me try it as an experiment. It's a worthwhile experiment. And if it doesn't work, and literally probably 95% of my thoughts thought it would not work, no way. But I said to them, if it doesn't work, I won't be any worse off than I am right now. So let me try it purely as an experiment. This is a good experiment to go for my dreams in my own lazy way. You can be lazy, but still be persistent and focused. That, to me, was a key, because I am lazy. I don't do mornings. I don't do Mondays. I almost never do anything on a Monday, so this is unusual for me to actually have something on my calendar on a Monday. But your show is special. So.
Aw, you're too kind. Tell me, what's the greatest secret of all?
Well, I start with the secret of manifestation. because it's simple and easy, and it's good for people to learn that. But then I say, you know, once you've manifested what you want in life, once you have the financial wherewithal to do what you dream of doing, there are far more important secrets. There's the secret of a life well lived, which is far more important than manifestation. The secret of inner peace. And even just asking yourself what these secrets are, I try to guide people to ask themselves and to find within themselves, in their own words, what these secrets are. Because we all are very different. We have different experience and different vocabularies even, different histories. And so we need to find these things in our own words. But for me, when I give it a lot of thought and prayer even, I'm into prayer, and I really ask, what is the greatest secret of all? I get an answer, and I get the same answer every time. And that answer is love, serve, and remember. And then I'll often say to myself, remember what? And I'll get, remember to love and serve. And remember who you are. Remember you're a child of God. You're an integral, important part of this whole vast universe. Remember, we're here for some reason, some great reason. Each of us has some kind of purpose or mission or vocation or calling, whatever you want to call it. We're all here to fulfill something. In my opinion, we're all here, in words that work for me, they may not work for you, but we're all here to evolve and help others evolve. And we're all here even to help the whole world become a far more successful place for most people.
I agree with you 100%. I truly do.
Wonderful.
Now, you write, perhaps someday, I pray it's within my lifetime, that this country will have a president who follows the words of Christ. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. Well, when I think about love and serve as being the greatest secret of all, mm-hmm. I think of the words of Christ. Ask and you shall receive. That's the secret of manifestation.
Right.
But also, in my opinion, love one another as I have loved you is the greatest secret of all. He said, a new law I give unto you, love one another. I feel that law overcomes all the old laws of the Old Testament. He even told us to love our enemies. Well, if we actually followed the words of Christ as a country, we wouldn't have the international problems we have. Every president we've had has claimed to be Christian, but they seem to ignore the words of Christ. I don't know how you can say you're a Christian and build an army and invade other countries and kill people. That's not Christian behavior. I think there's a huge amount of hypocrisy with our political leaders. To me, that just seems obvious. It's as if I said to you, well, I'm a Buddhist, but I don't meditate, and I don't really believe in enlightenment, and I don't follow the four noble teachings of Buddha. Well, that's the essence of Buddhism. So I am a Christian, and I try to follow the words of Christ. For a long time, I wrote down all the words of Christ in the New Testament and carried them around and reflected on them. And over, Christ says, love one another as I have loved you. Christ was a voice of compassion and tolerance and partnership with people. And that would be the key to not only compassion, love, and tolerance is the key to every successful relationship we have, our intimate relationships, our family, our work and community, and even our national and international relations. If we really had a Christian president, he or she would say to the world, you know, we've been a good partner with some of you countries, and we've been a terrible dominator and exploiter with some others. And we're sorry for that, and we're trying now. We want to now work in partnership with you. What if we went to the people of Iraq and said, how do we work in partnership with you? How do we resolve this in a win-win partnership? Well, they'd probably say that they would prefer to have aid rather than weapons.
I've often said on this show and elsewhere that we need to understand, we need to respect other philosophies, other religions, and understand them. Mm-hmm. Because we're very naive. We think that we're right, they're wrong. Too bad for you guys.
Yep, yep. If we call ourselves Christians, all we need to do is really emulate the words of Christ more. Because he gave us that key, the great secret. He said, love your enemies. Even if they're an enemy, even if they call you their enemy, love them. I saw a great bumper sticker saying, love your enemies, it'll drive them crazy. And I thought that's funny, but also very, very true, you know.
Well, let's get into the old cliche. You get more with honey than you do with,
yes,
vinegar.
Yes, yes. And definitely, I refer often to the works of Rhian Eisler. She wrote a book called The Chalice and the Blade years ago that's been used in a lot of universities. And then we published a book of hers called The Power of Partnership. And she gives us the lens, she calls it, to look at the world and look at our own relationships through this lens where we see sort of a scale with perfect partnership and harmony on one side and domination and exploitation on the other. And partnership is always the solution. In the long run, partnership is far more powerful than any kind of domination or exploitation. Because any form of domination, what does it lead to? It leads to nothing but resentment, hostility, and underneath it is violence.
Right.
And it's all based on fear. Partnership is based on trust and love, and it leads to harmony.
Is it possible that we've gone too far, that the partnership principle will not work in a world that is teetering on the eve of destruction, so to speak?
I think that is the great work ahead of us, as Rhian Eisler says, and I'm just quoting her, the great work ahead of us is to overcome all forms of domination and exploitation and replace them with partnership. Partnership will work in the long run. It will work because everybody gets what they want in partnership. Ultimately, what do we all want? We all want peace and prosperity.
I know that the majority of people do want peace and prosperity, but I have a feeling that the powers to be enjoy wars because wars create jobs, jobs create money, and certain members of society have their pockets filled with coins when there is a war.
True, true. There is a small percentage that benefits greatly from war, but there is a huge percentage that suffers, of course.
Definitely.
And so, if the money we took on the Iraq war, for instance, if we spent that money on our own infrastructure... I've even spoken at some conservative places, places where we have a lot of conservative people, and I try to put things in conservative terms, and I say, look, it's obvious, what's the best use of our defense dollars? Every great empire has crumbled from within because it hasn't taken care of its own people, its own infrastructure. Our great threat, just like the great threat of Rome at its height, you know, France under the great kings, Russia under the czars, the threat is not from without.
It's within.
It's from within.
Yep.
When you have a huge class of people that are not empowered and feel powerless and dispossessed and have no hope, that's the enemy within. So the best use of our dollars would be to rebuild our infrastructure, have free public education again from cradle to grave for all, have free counseling for people, have free advice for entrepreneurs. We could have taken the money we're spending on Iraq and put it into our own infrastructure. And as Charles Colton said, if universal charity prevailed, earth would be a heaven and hell a fable.
Mark, stand by. You and I have to take a commercial break. Mark Allen is our special guest, www.markallen.com, MarkAllen.com. He's the author of The Greatest Secret of All, Moving Beyond Abundance to a Life of True Fulfillment. The X-Zone is being brought to you in part by Ken Klein Productions, bringing mysteries into the light of day, www.kenkleinproductions.net, and Technon, the science of survival. When danger strikes, are you going to be prepared? www.technonllc.com. Mark Allen is our very special guest. He's got a great book out, Exxon Nation. If you liked The Secret, you will love this book. It's The Greatest Secret of All, Moving Beyond Abundance to a Life of True Fulfillment. And first of all, Mark, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us. And you know what? You've got the greatest people to work with at New World Library. We have the pleasure of speaking to your people quite often, and they are just a joy. So thank you for bringing New World Library to the world.
Thank you. I quote Andrew Carnegie, I do surround myself with people far more capable than I am. That's the secret of my success.
Mark, what's your next endeavor?
Well, I might extend The Greatest Secret of All. In the end of The Greatest Secret of All, I really do get global with ideas on how we can make this world work for everybody. They're all there in The Greatest Secret of All, but I've started notes on a book tentatively called A World That Works.
Mark, do you believe, as I do, that we're in the middle of a spiritual revelation?
I do. I think a lot of people are. And often that first step is learning that secret, the law of attraction, mm-hmm. and the secret of manifestation. I was so happy that that movie is doing so well and had such an impact. There's a great book called The Cultural Creatives, by this amazing marketing guy named Paul Ray, who says he feels there's 50 million people in the U.S. that he calls cultural creatives, and another close to that number in Europe. And they are ready for a world that works in a whole different way. He divides them up into dozens of different categories, from the people that are, you know, focused on green living mm-hmm. and all that, to the spiritual types, to the real activists. And it's when we get those people more together, again, when we stop dividing and being antagonistic and learn to love and respect each other more, that will be and is becoming, I think, a powerful force that's changing the way that business is done normally. And
like John Lennon said, all you need is love.
That is the greatest secret of all. I really believe that. Peace and love.
Yeah.
The hippies had it right.
They were just before their time.
Yeah.
Mark, I want to thank you very much for joining us tonight. Take care of yourself, and please give my best to all the great people at the New World Library.
I'll do that, Rob. Thanks so much.
Take care. Mark Allen, www.markallen.com, MARCALLEN.com, or you can visit the New World Library at www.newworldlibrary.com. The name of the book, The Greatest Secret of All, Moving Beyond Abundance to a Life of True Fulfillment. When I come back on the other side of the news at 6.5 minutes past, I'll be joined by Dr. Shelley Carr. We're going to be talking about crystal skull consciousness here on the X-Zone. Toll free, 1-877-528-8255. Email xzone@talkstarradio.com. on MSN Messenger, Talkstar Radio at Hotmail.com, and our website, xzoneradio.com. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.